Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilators horometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 6/4/24, Mrs. Watson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to prior study dated 3/14/24, there's been no significant change. Period. To paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ralph Long. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/4/24, Mr. Long performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%. Period. Patient achieved 400 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 96%. Period. Of paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/4/24, Mr. Norris performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%. Period. The patient walked 486 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%. Period. To paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/4/24, Mr. Terrell performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulation, a room air saturation was 94%. Period. The patient stopped the study at 4 minutes and 31 seconds due to being dyspneic and having leg pain, period. At that time, the saturation was 89%, period. He did achieve 187 meters, period, to paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 6/4/24, Mr. Horgan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period of bag of compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 3/22/24, the patient has improved. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Belinda Stutz, S-T-U-T-T-S. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 6/4/24, Mrs. Stutz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and it's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC is less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/31/23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Belinda Stutz. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. Prior to ambulating, on 6/4/24, Mrs. Stutz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient did achieve 333 meters, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Simpson. This goes to Kathleen Murphy, comma, PA, on 6/4/24. The patient's forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. Patient used one puff of albuterol, was unable to do the post-bronchodilator study, feeling that she couldn't take a full breath after taking albuterol with some tingling and a headache, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/1/23, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without change compared to 2/1/24. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 6/4/24, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 3/27/24, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.